I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. A new study shows the University of Illinois system delivers nearly $25 billion a year to the state's economy. The report says system-related activity supports more than 225,000 jobs, about one in every 37 across Illinois, and equals 2.6% of the state's gross product. Researchers also found graduates staying in Illinois added $18 billion in income, while operations, research, and hospital services provided billions more. U of I System President Tim Killeen says the findings highlight the system's value for students, taxpayers, and the state as a whole. The study also found students see strong returns, earning nearly $5 in future income for every dollar invested in their education. Protesters and journalists say their First Amendment rights are being trampled by tear gas and rubber bullets. A new lawsuit contends ICE and Border Patrol agents are trying to silence the plaintiffs by using flash grenades, exploding pepper balls, and other non-lethal weaponry. Kevin Fee is the legal director for the ACLU of Illinois. He says people are also being arrested without cause, and that's a Fourth Amendment violation.
They are being detained, pulled inside the Broadview facility in some instances for hours at a time, and then released in many instances without charges because they've done nothing wrong.
The Chicago Newspaper Guild and other organizations filed the lawsuit alongside independent journalists and protesters. The Guild represents Chicago Sun-Times reporters. The Illinois Department of Transportation says the north leg of the U.S. 45 Illinois 1 intersection, that's just south of Norris City in White County, will be closed for approximately 10 days. That's beginning today, weather permitting. IDOT says this is necessary to complete pavement replacement work. Once work on the north leg is finished, the south leg of the intersection will close for approximately 10 days. That will allow for similar repairs. Eastbound and westbound traffic through the intersection will remain open throughout construction, but will be controlled by temporary traffic signals. Learn more at WSIU.org.